Meenakshi Ganesan?
Ganesan, yeah.
Okay, from Verona. And give me a hot second. And the first reader is?
Josh.
Josh, your time starts now.
Hey. Yeah. Okay. So this is an application from Meenakshi Ganesan in Verona. They're requesting the full $3,500 for an apprenticeship on Bharatanatyam, South Indian classical dance. This application has four apprentices in Verona, Sun Prairie, and Middleton. And somebody who's more familiar with Wisconsin, and they can chime in on how close those are to each other. I'm assuming it's driving distance. I thought this was a very thorough application, well written with a lot of details, good work sample videos, and an ambitious work plan. The weaknesses, the main concern for me, is the age of the apprentices. All four of them are very young, 10 years old, 12, and two of them are 13. And so when you see that, at least you have to wonder, are they really dedicated to this, or are they being pushed into this by their parents? That's just something I want to think about. With four apprentices, I'm a little concerned about the logistics of that. How does that work? Do they get one-on-one time with the master artist, or are they all close enough to the same skill level that they can all work together? I just wonder about the logistics of having four apprentices, which feels like a lot to me. Those are my initial thoughts.
Great. Thanks, Josh. May is the second reader on this one.
So, strengths, I think it's they clearly articulated the history of performance, right? That adds to the qualification overall of the project. I actually think it's wonderful to have the youth. I didn't see any guidelines of an age, limit or age requirement. So, I completely understand Josh's concern about the true nature of the dedication, which is a valid point. I think it actually is helpful because if you read the master artist's background, they start at a very early age, and so they continue on. So this isn't a skill, this isn't an art form in which you can just pick up as an adult. It seems like this is a form in which you actually need to be invested in and do many, many years at a young age. And so to me, because of that, the age wasn't too much of a concern for me. Some weaknesses. So it does say in the narrative that the master artist is going to first plan a repertoire of technical dances, then start teaching it to the girls one at a time, with the in-depth meaning and emotions of the composition. So when I read that, I read it as they're going to come into the dances, right, but then do individual sessions with the girls. But I did put that as a question, like, are they all in the same setting and then do individual, or is it, just individual sessions? And it says we will meet 3 times a week, right? And so they can lay that out, but that part isn't quite clear. And then also what specifically will be taught is not clear. So they said, again, I'm going to come up with 10 to 12 dance repertoires, but what do they look like? Or what particular skills are you going to be teaching the apprentices? And then to Josh's point, like, what's the expectation of growth for these apprentices? How do you know what level they're at, and how do you know which particular skill you're going to be helping them work on? I did have a question overall. There's no signature on the signature page. Is that an issue, or?
We have them send a hard copy, so.
Okay. Yeah. So I just wasn't sure if that's something we should consider.
For some reason, I think what happened was if they tried to sign lower in the box, it was lost, because one of the artists I was working with, that happened, and they signed again, and it showed up. So I think it's more an internal issue here than.
Okay, yeah, I just wasn't sure if that then automatically said it was like a incomplete application.
Yeah, no, good question.
But I think those were all of my additional comments.
And here's the apprentice's signature. Good question. Other comments on this one?
So I agree with both Josh and May about the age. Like, it's super exciting. It makes sense culturally, but it's also a little concerning. And the reason it concerned me was there were one or two of the apprentice statements that seemed to have been written by parents or the master artist. And that was not great, I thought. I would like to, and I don't necessarily expect a 10-year-old to to fill out a grant application, but I would have liked to see a little bit more of their voice in that grant application. I thought that was kind of a missed opportunity, actually, for everyone, for the apprentice and for all involved. I thought the work plan was really lacking in details. I thought it was really lacking in details. And then the dates were sort of messed up. The apprenticeship starts before the July 1st, 2019, and ends after May 30th, 2020. It was just the work plan needed work. The master artist, I think, is fantastic. I really appreciated kind of her commentary on how they will benefit from this ongoing relationship, this ongoing apprenticeship. So I thought that was solid. And I guess, yeah, just so it's on record, like classical dance as traditional.
Thank you.
Can I just add to your comment? I know other people haven't spoken, and I apologize. But the comment about the verbiage of the responses, yeah, I too, in the applications, said people were minors, but I struggled with, I'm an educator, right? So I know developmentally, like, where these kids should be at, but I was like, because it's, I can't. Do I give them a reading test, a QRI, and figure out where the reading level is at, and be like, see, it doesn't match. Like, I know you didn't write that, right? I struggle with that.
There was one in there.
When you read it, you can tell that's not kid language, or like the word choices were tier 2 or tier 3, you know, that were very specific, and you just can tell from the language that a 10-year-old, or it would be very difficult for a 13-year-old, but then, because I don't have the reading level, I can't be like, you absolutely didn't write that. Because you could be a 10-year-old who somehow has this really mature language and is so invested in the art form that they can pull out this jargon and be like, this is what it is. So that was just my comment on top of that. This wasn't the only one, but in the ones that were minors, I was like...
It would have strengthened the application to know that it was the apprentice's voices
right.
that were coming through there.
Or just like a little, they don't have to write the whole thing. Like, mm-hmm. I actually like recognize, just like, why do you want to do this? Like, give me something from you. It was pretty advanced. Sorry.
It's okay.
Iris, any comments on this one?
Yeah, I think, well, I worked with you too, and I know that kids are capable of incredible things, and so I feel like the age for me is not an issue. And I totally think as well that 4 apprentices seems like an appropriate number.
2 minutes.
But I did notice that the master artist had dealt that they would be learning the meaning behind the dance and each expression as it relates to the storytelling. So I think that's very important, as like across any cultural form, like it has to be taught and expressed in the right way, or it's not its true form, I guess. But I guess I do understand. I know all the apprentices talked about, I guess, what could be considered like their graduation, and that's what they're looking forward to as their final presentation. But yeah, I guess it's all of them.
Other comments on this one? So compared to CREPAS, the master didn't identify what specific skills are needed for each apprentices. Mm-hmm. And then at the beginning or somewhere she said that they were at the beginner's level, now in advanced level. I was like, no, you can't be thinking this could be beginner to advanced level. So it's like, what? So the master wasn't articulating that's some plans and all that kind of
work plan details would have strengthened it.